Welcome to a new episode of Thoughts for a More Sustainable World. We are Amanda,
Hilde,
Chloe,
Sarah,
Alexandra.
We're master's students from KU Leuven. Today we're going to talk about the community garden and how it empowers people. We're going to share with you a lot of stories about different community gardens around the world, from Indonesia, USA, to the UK and Austria. Through these stories, we want to show how community garden can empower people through different ways. So, community garden, it's such a hot topic nowadays that everybody is talking about it, doing it, and sharing their beautiful fruits and vegetables on social media. Essentially, it's a shared green space in the community where everyone has access to the space. They can grow their own food, veggies, fruits, and share them among the communities.
Has any one of you ever participated in a community garden before?
I've tried to grow my own food. I remember during the COVID time, it was the time that everybody is so bored and then we're locked at home. We have nothing to do. So I've tried to plant my own tomato. And I remember at the end of the summer, after many sweats and tears, I finally had my two beautiful, gorgeous tomatoes. And let me tell you, I'm so happy. It's like the best tomato ever. It tastes so sweet and so fresh. Nothing compares to that. I guess this experience really struck me because I realized for the first time that the hard work behind the food that we get is not that easy. I guess for the community garden, the idea is similar. People who participate in these gardens learn to value their food and learn about the real process of getting the fruit and vegetables from the land. Also for me, I feel like I did it. Like, you know, the feeling of empowerment, like the feeling of achieving something incredible. Although it's not that easy, but I have the hope and motivation to grow something more in the future.
Yes, I think that the community garden is definitely about learning new things and new skills, as you said. I know a school in my hometown in Bandung, Indonesia. They educate people, especially children, to understand the connection of human nature through food and farming and a community garden. The name is Eco Learning Camp. And they have this really interesting ritual. Before they eat together, they take a brief moment of silence to stare at their food on their table, and they try imagining what process is behind the food and what nutrition is in their food. It's like they're trying to knowing the real value of food. Because beyond food, I think there are other social and environmental values that we are usually unaware of. Like Amanda said before, it's like the work of farmers, the resources of produce, food, and the pollution it creates.
That's so cool. So would you say to really know the value of food, we have to understand how the food is produced as well?
Yeah, I think so too. If we actively engage in a community garden or in a farming activities, we can understand that food production is not that easy. We have to know what inputs are needed so that our food can grow well, like what type of soil, how to make the organic fertilizer, and how much water the crops need, and other farming techniques that we don't know about. Knowing that knowledge, hopefully, will lead us to appreciate food more. But of course, there are more works to do if we talk about food production in general, like what farmers do. The difference with the usual farming is in community gardens, we don't have to think about packaging and also the distribution of food because it will be consumed directly by the local community.
And I think that's the important part of community garden, right? The food that we get from our community garden is healthier because it's fresher and it's more likely to be organic. Also, it has less carbon footprint because there's no need for transportation and it also reduces packaging waste.
Yes, that's true. I think also the food from the community garden will not be sufficient for a world community. At least it supports the city to be more resilient because it reduced food miles and less waste. And also promoting a sustainable lifestyle, teaching people about the food cycle and how it can be sustainable without creating waste.
And that contributes to the Sustainable Development Goals about sustainable cities and communities.
Yeah, I agree. Also, I think about a community garden that can also be a good space for us to learn about farming skill. because we as human always need food, and there is always economic opportunity in the food creation process. And I have this other interesting story about the community garden that aims to teach farming skills to the rural youth. This is from Indonesia again. It's in Kulon Progo. Even though their parents are farmers, nowadays, most parents choose not to teach their kids about farming as a hope that they will have better livelihood in the city. But in fact, there are limited formal jobs in the city, and this leaves them with the precarious informal job. So many young people return to rural area to becoming farmers. But they do not have the skills. This youth organization, namely Mandala Cipta, creates a socially innovative initiative. They utilize a village communal land to create a community garden to prepare the youth with farming knowledge and skills. And this will be useful for them when they inherit their parents' land in the future.
Is the government involved in the project? If so, what is it doing?
Oh yeah, about the government. The village government is actively engaged in facilitating the youth activity. One of the village government's support is providing the village land and encouraging them to take part in village planning process so their activities and interests can be funded and connected to other opportunities available.
Yeah, it's a very good example of a social innovative project that uses the bottom-linked approach. It's bottom-linked and not bottom-up as the government is involved. And it really empowers people also on an economic level, right?
It helps the youth to develop farming skills, I guess, so they will be able to earn a living for the future.
I think we can say that community gardening teaches us many valuable things, but except for teaching us things, it can also help people access nutritious food, and in that way it can help people to achieve healthy habits, I think, and just improve their well-being in general. And it makes me think of a really nice example of a TED Talk that I've seen recently. It was about a community garden at a school in New Bedford. And that's a city in the USA where there is a lot of poverty. More than 90% of the students lived around or below the poverty rate. And when they started this community garden at the school, some families said, "Now we can eat fresh vegetables, and before we couldn't afford this." And since this garden is also open after school hours, it gives access to nutritious food to the whole community living in this area. And having this access to nutritious food is so essential to health because it gives you energy, it reduces your chances on acquiring chronic conditions like coronary diseases and diabetes.
I can imagine it's also an affordable way for this community to be physically active and spend time outside.
That's true. Except for improving physical health, I think community gardens also have mental health benefits. I've read an article about how community gardens can have some positive impacts on mental health, especially in terms of subjective well-being, resilience, and optimism.
Yeah, very good point. And that also overlaps with the social aspect of health and well-being. And this is also something I saw coming back in this TED Talk about the community garden in the school of New Bedford. So the garden was a way of building meaningful social connections between teachers, neighbors, and families. And having these meaningful social relationships is very essential to well-being, and a feeling of belonging is essential to mental health and your health in general.
I have even read about doctors in the UK who are prescribing gardening to patients with cancer, dementia, and mental health issues like anxiety. Since it helps patients to really deal with their symptoms and to reduce their social isolation as well. And when community gardening is prescribed, it's often done with a focus on their social well-being, but it also helps their physical and mental well-being at the same time.
Yeah, it has really a lot of benefits, I think. And now I have to think about this one example of the grandfather in this New Bedford garden, which really spoke to me. Before this garden existed, he said he felt like he didn't have something meaningful to contribute to the community and to the school. But now he can share his knowledge and he's much more engaged and he feels better in general and feels more empowered.
Yes, these stories of connection and empowerment always touch me. These examples show how this garden can promote the well-being of someone. I feel like it's also important to highlight that it's not only about the individual well-being, but also about the collective well-being.
Yeah, exactly. And these community gardens could be part of a broader community-based health promotion strategies or even a strategy to promote food security.
You can also see it as a part of strategy to create more sustainable cities and communities by providing access to green space for the public.
Yeah, and in this sense, community gardens also contribute to the sustainable development goals. In this case, the goal 11, sustainable cities and communities, and there the aim is to, quote, make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable.
Sarah, you already mentioned the aspects of well-being and empowerment. Community gardens can really facilitate the emergence of a sense of community and empowerment, especially among those who regularly participate. A stronger sense of community can be observed, according to a study by Booth from 2018.
However, this made me think about a case in Vienna. Since 2011, about 100 people live in a participatory housing scheme that aims to adopt a more sustainable lifestyle. The vegetable garden is the central place of this community. A shared kitchen is also available, and every week, a family offers to cook for the whole residents, that way creating a stronger sense of community.
Yeah, definitely. Good example. The study by Booth also showed something else. People who participate in community gardens are more likely to feel that they can actually change something in the neighborhood.
So it's like, you know, what Sarah talked about for the grandpa's case, that, you know, he is able to share his knowledge to the community. And through the gardening, he now feels that he can actually do something and contribute to the entire community.
According to a recent study by Karga, community gardens can also be an opportunity for placemaking.
So you mean placemaking in the sense of owning a place?
Yes, placemaking means owning and reclaiming public space for the purpose of community gardening.
So placemaking is a tool of empowerment?
Yes, exactly. It can be a tool of empowerment. If local residents participate voluntarily in all the stages of the process, meaning creation and establishment, a sense of ownership and empowerment can be created. However, this feeling of ownership, of course, depends on how much someone is actually engaged in the process and participates.
Yes, that makes sense. If you only participate once or very rarely, it's hard for you to feel a sense of ownership.
Another aspect regarding ownership and empowerment is that community gardens can represent an opportunity to exchange cultural practices about nature and food.
And next to exchanging cultural practices, I think it can probably also be a way of preserving cultural identity. In fact, now I think of this example of immigrant families in the US, and where the community garden gave these families an opportunity to grow the foods from home that they couldn't buy in the shops in the US. And it was also a place for them to speak their native language to each other and celebrate their cultural identity.
It also makes me think of a case I've read recently. It talks about how community gardens can help refugees find their roots and form a sense of connection through exchanging their cultural practices. So there's this community garden in Baltimore in the US that welcomed lots of refugees from different countries to plant their own food. Because they're from different corners of the world, the food that they grow is different. Like Uzbekis will grow like Uzbeki melons. Cambodians will grow like this water spinach that is really exotic to their own country. And then Bhutanese will grow like ground cherries. So during the process, they've got to see different veggies and fruits that they've never seen before. And also got to exchange different cooking recipes and introducing different cuisines, as well as some of the techniques for watering and organic pest control, or even like vertical gardening, or, you know, some of the really local practices that they practice in their own country. So they've got to
sample new flavors and exotic flavors as well.
Yeah, definitely. And this also means that community gardens can be a space for cultural representation and expression. It can really bring people from different cultural backgrounds together.
So you think that means it can also bring people together who would otherwise not have met?
Correct. Not only in terms of different cultural backgrounds, but actually also in terms of different socioeconomic backgrounds. And there it can also be linked to sustainable development goals, as community gardens contribute to cultural integration. And this is in accordance with Goal 10, to reduce inequality. And Goal 10.2 explicitly states that, quote, by 2030, empower and promote the social, economic, and political inclusion of all, irrespective of age, sex, disability, race, ethnicity, origin, religion, or economic or other status, end quote.
One common point of these stories is that we have shown that food could be a pretext for bringing a community together. Today, we live in a world that needs to reinvent itself, and I think that the community garden plays a huge role in this process. It brings people together regardless of the social class or culture. People meet, talk, and debate.
From a social value perspective, participants from the community garden can be empowered by learning about the value of food and by acquiring new farming skills. It can strengthen people's physical and mental well-being. And it can increase social interactions and empower people to share their cultural identity. And lastly, form a new community.
And that wraps up today's episode of Thoughts for a More Sustainable World. We hope you enjoy listening to these inspirational stories about community gardens as much as we do. Thank you for listening and hope to see you in our next episode.